Next thing we need is making sense of consequences and choices. Basic fundamental principle of the universe is you can have anything you want in life, you just have to pay for it. And part of discipline with our kids is teaching them that principle. God calls this wisdom. He calls it righteousness, which in the Greek literally means accuracy. Living in a way that is accurate to the universe. All right? Again, we're going to talk about this one big tomorrow too, so skim me again. Let me ask you the question. You know the question here. How do you make your child obey you? How do you make anyone do anything? You know? How do you make your teen come home on time? Feel the helplessness? How do you make them turn down pot when people are passing it around at a party? How do you make them do their homework? Anybody feel helpless yet? I've had a little kid. How do you make a little kid take a nap? How do you make them be polite at grandma's? All right? Any takers? Okay, if you struggle with that, I've got good news. You struggle with that because it's impossible, okay? You can't make anybody do anything. We'll talk tomorrow about how there are three major ways in which people try to address that helpless problem. One we'll call control. Control is where you say, do this now because I said so. Or, you know, you're playing Xbox again, I told you to do your homework. Now, with a teenager, that is a rootin' tootin' engraved invitation to a border war, okay? Control is always going to put you in a bad place with a teen, so we got to find an alternative to that. Secondly, coddling is a way people try to address this. Our generation of parents does that a lot. You know, the generation that raised my generation was like, boy, if you know it's good for you, you won't touch that. You know, I'll tan your hide. You know, I'll jerk a knot in you. But our generation of parents wants to be all buddies, you know? The kid's like, you know, throwing plates at a friend's house. And we're like, hey, amigo, I thought we agreed we weren't going to do this, you know? Like, we're all pals here. There's no real authority happening. That works about as well as saying, hey, North Korea, I thought we agreed we weren't going to shoot nukes at Japan. You know, it's about the same, okay? We're going to have some authority here. And I want you to have a more strategic approach. And what we're going to talk about tomorrow is that disciplining kids, especially teens, involves them seeing the choices that they're making. And instead of jumping on them to stop or trying to cajole them into stopping, strategic discipline asks, how can we let them reap consequences for the choices they're making that will teach them without you being the bad guy? Without a power struggle. And this will not get immediate obedience on this occasion. I promise. But remember, nothing does. Because you can't make anybody do anything. Right? But what it will do is it will create a strategic situation in which they will learn from the unwise choices they're making today because they're not getting distracted with trying to win over you in a power struggle. And it will begin teaching them how life works. It will begin teaching them wisdom. Remember the goal, adulthood. All right? And 9 times out of 10, it will very, 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 very quickly help them make better choices. All right? Let me give you a quick example just to whet your appetite for tomorrow. They won't clean their room. Our inclination is usually to, you know, nag or threaten or go to war. Instead, I want you to think about trying something like this. I've used this one a lot. Reflect on what this can cost them. I'm not going to make them clean their room. Can't make anybody do anything. How can I make this cost them? Here's an option I always like to recommend to parents. I want to say, tell you what, if you don't want to clean your room, that's cool. If you don't clean it, I'll clean it. Be glad to. But anything I pick up goes in the trunk of my car till Sunday night. Okay? Now, they'll be just fine laying on their bed, playing on their iPhone, watching you clean up their room, okay? Until they realize that now their soccer cleats are in the trunk of your car, all right? Learning time. And they get to experience a consequence from this that maybe will teach them to make better choices, okay? You're creating in them the same dilemma that real life will, and that is you can choose anything you want, you just have to pay for it. And it will become very apparent to them that their choices do that. I think it gets their room cleaned pretty quickly too. Now, as Forrest Gump says, that's all I got to say about that. We're moving on.